We'd like to sing you a song right now about one of the most sensitive eras in American history. An era that a lot of you have lived through. And if you have ever, or should you ever, visit Washington, D.C., you should see the wall. You should see it at night. You should walk up and you should touch it. And it in return will touch you. We had a humbling experience of singing at the wall. This is for all those names there, and for all those who risk having their names there on the wall. I saw her from a distance as she walked up to the wall. In her hand she held some flowers as her tears began to fall. She took out pen and paper as to trace her memory. She looked up to heaven, and the words she said were these. And she said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. You know I'd love to see him just one more time, you see. All I have are the memories and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more home on Christmas Day. And he died for God and country in a place so far away. I remember just a little boy playing war since he was three. But Lord, this time I know he's not coming home to me." She said, "Lord, my boy was special, and he meant so much to me. And though I'd love to see him, but I know it just can't be. So I thank you for my memory and the moments to recall. But Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall? Lord, could you tell him he's more than a name on a wall?" Thank you very much. We appreciate that. And we never want to go away without honoring our veterans. If you're a veteran, real quick, would you please stand? We want to say thank you. If you're a veteran, please stand. Give them a big hand, y'all. They certainly deserve it. We appreciate all of you very, very much. We thank you. You know, Darren and I have, we have traveled all over. Actually, yeah, go to see. Let's go ahead and encore. We've traveled all over the world between the two acts we've been in. We've traveled between 20 and 30 foreign countries, every state in the union, playing bluegrass. Y'all, there's no place like the United States of America, and we're so thankful for it. But before we get out of here tonight, we got to know one thing. Have you had fun with Daly and Vincent tonight here at Gray Fox? Well, we appreciate you more than you'll ever know, and you can go to dailyvincent.com. That's D-A-I-L-E-Y, dailyvincent.com. Also, we have our CDs set up under a little tent over here. We put our own tent up. We have, we have CDs, shirts, pictures, buttons, stickers, pots and pans, used lawnmowers, weed eaters, whoopee cushion, Vaseline. We got it all.
I got that last whoopee cushion.
Oh, he got the last whoopee cushion. No, Ken Irwin bought the last whoopee cushion.
There's another one, and I got one.
Ken's here with us tonight. We love Rounder Records. You do a great job for us. We have a new record on Rounder over here with us. We'd like for you to come by and see us before we get out here. And watch when you leave here tonight, because our bus driver could not go with us this week, and Darren's driving. His feet wouldn't touch the pedals. Oh, my God. But we want you to come see us when you get a chance. We love you very much, and come back and see us when you can. Here's a song I wrote about a year and a half ago. Now, Ken Irwin don't really think he wants us to cut this song. But now, if you guys really like this last song, we're going to cut it. Just because if you like it, we'll cut it. If you don't like it, we'll give it to Doyle Austin or Ricky Skaggs. Good night, and God bless you. Take it away, Adam.